TML country. It's time to dance.
Markin for three. Got it.
From Shanahan again, she scores.
Ace Cowens, top right corner, with half a second to go, and the Cats win.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm Brian McLaughlin, and a great Thursday morning to you if you're listening to us live on this Thursday episode of Catamount Insider, our 18th episode of this Catamount athletic season. Special Thursday episode for you this week because we're talking with UVM women's basketball star scorer, star forward, Nicola Prieda. Nicola chats ahead of a big matchup later on tonight. If you're listening live with us Thursday, it's a first place showdown in Patrick Gym as the Catamounts take on the Binghamton Bearcats. Man, what a good game this is going to be. Binghamton, one of two teams to hand Vermont a loss in league play this year, and the difference at the top of the women's basketball standings is just so narrow, with Binghamton only leading Vermont by a half a game entering this matchup, and the Maine Black Bears not far behind either. So it is a massive, massive game for Coach Kresge and the UVM women's basketball team. So there's a lot to dig into with Nicola. We talk about what's to be expected coming up later tonight against the Bearcats, how she's had such a dominant senior year, and her development over the years. She's one of those stories where it's been take a step every year of her college career, improved from freshman to sophomore year, and then from sophomore to junior year, became a starter and now is the real star of this team from a scoring perspective, scoring about 20 points per game in conference play during this senior season. She has been just a beast. So there's a lot to talk about with Nicola, from her wide range of post moves to coming to the United States. You'll hear her accent. She's from Latvia but speaks outstanding English, and so much more with one of the star Catamount athletic performers this year. Great to get a chance to learn about Nicola and her career path and just everything that's gone into the UVM women's basketball team having such a great year. Already at 20 wins, they are putting together one of the great winter season so far, but man, it is a big one tonight against Binghamton. So I hope you make it out to watch Nicola and the Catamounts at Patrick Gym. Be loud, make an impact. It really does have such a huge difference on what goes on the floor. You fans can have the chance to make an impact. So hope you enjoy this episode with Nicola Prieda. I know I owe you a quick break. I won't make you wait much longer. She joins Catamount Insider right after this.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients, built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Catamount Insider. I'm joined this week by Nicola Prieda of the UVM women's basketball team. Nicola, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited for this weekend. Big game coming up for your team. Thursday, of course, against Binghamton. Before then, the Saturday matchup as well. Just tell me about how are you feeling? How's the body feeling this time of year? And how do you feel like the team's playing right now?
Obviously, the body's feeling. It's been a long, definitely season, but I feel like we're doing a good job at doing recovery. Like, the practices are going well, so I feel like it's going good. And obviously, super excited for the games coming up and stuff like that. But I think that also the team is doing good.
It's good to hear. You're playing great. Scored 23 points in the win against New Hampshire last time out on Saturday, and on the season, 17 points per game, almost 20 points per game in league play. How much fun has this year been? Have you had fun? Have you had fun in your senior season so far?
Obviously, yeah, it's been super fun playing with my teammates. Obviously, my best friend Kayra, also super fun, also a senior. So I feel like all of us are just super excited, super fun playing together, and yeah.
This season for you, again, the statistics, I'm going to say them again. 17 and a half points per game is awesome. Almost 60% from the field, and in conference play, the numbers are even better. Could you have imagined like this type of production that you've had this year? Was this something you were hoping for, to be scoring this many points yourself? And just like, what is that to be the number one scoring option at times this year?
Well, obviously, last year with Anna leaving, a big inside presence, I knew that my role will definitely evolve. But now, obviously, I never expected to have this many opportunities to score the ball. And obviously, my teammates been doing a really excellent job of getting me the ball and, like, cutting and doing all the fun stuff. So I feel like I never expected it to be this big. Obviously, I'm super grateful. It's super fun, as you said before. But other than that, it's surprising, but in a nice way.
I was going to say, putting the ball in the hoop, that's just got to be one of the best feelings, right? Is it fun for you to be able to just score that much? It's got to be a great feeling.
Yes, it is definitely fun, but I would say playing team basketball, yeah. I would say is a bit more fun, actually a lot more fun, because like if all of us get a touch on the ball and like all of us, like I give a good assist to my teammates or the opposite, I feel like it's also really nice. And obviously on defensive end, like if all of us are locked in and brought in, like it's really nice, also again fun.
Yeah, well, the team's playing great. 20-6 overall and 9-2 in league play, just a half a game back of Binghamton in first, which does bring us then to this Binghamton game on Thursday. Feels like a big one kind of from my perspective. Is it a big game for you guys as well? Can you kind of feel how, look, first place on the line, it feels like it's a big game for everybody?
Oh yes, definitely. Obviously they're a really good team. Obviously they're number one or two in the conference, so it will be a tough matchup, but I think we got this if we stay locked in, if we in practices, we've been doing really well. So yeah.
Are you excited to get to see them at home now this time?
Yes, I love playing in front of our crowd. Like, it's amazing. Obviously, with all those fans and, like, when the other athletes come also, it's and the band, it's amazing.
What does that do for you guys on the floor when it is a great crowd? And like you said, the band, other athletes, a good home atmosphere. What can that do for the team?
Oh, a lot. I get hyped more. All the teammates get hyped. I feel like I'm a really like emotional player in that kind of a sense. So it's super nice to hear all the supporters and all of that. I feel like it really helps us be more locked in, be more happy, and again have more fun with it.
Of course, the first time you saw Binghamton, they got the best of you guys down in Vestal. Can you kind of look back on that game and assess it for me? Just kind of give me your overall impressions from the first meeting with the Bearcats.
They're definitely a good team. Definitely, they have a lot of ways to score, and I feel like if we play Vermont basketball, we can play with them. We have to be locked in on defense, on offense, know what works for us, what doesn't. We can't get too antsy. We can't do risky passes and stuff like that. But if we are locked in the whole game, good things will happen.
I like that. When it comes to that first meeting, what do you think that they were able to do well that helped them kind of come away with the win that day?
I feel like they never gave up. Mm. We were up by a lot, and they never gave up. They kept pushing, and I feel like as a Vermont team, we also need to do that, obviously, and I feel like that was the biggest thing.
You went 6-for-9 from the field, scored 15 points, and had a double-double in 40 minutes against them. How did they guard you, and was it different than any other teams have guarded you this year? How do you remember kind of how they approached handling you in the posts?
Oh, that was so long ago. But I think they were definitely physical against me and being more just helped off of people. And so obviously I'm a big inside presence, so I feel like now if I do get the ball, I'm also looking for my teammates and like trying to play off of each other. So yeah,
as this season's gone on and you have become kind of the at least from a statistical standpoint, the go-to scorer, of course there are many talented scorers up and down your roster, but how have teams maybe changed how they have guarded you? Are there adjustments teams have made throughout the season? And I'm just curious how you kind of handle that if teams are giving you more and more attention throughout the year.
Yeah, I feel like obviously I do give a lot of attention, obviously inside presence, so I feel like I don't think it has changed throughout the year. I feel like it's been really consistent overall. And if the guards give me the ball, I'm also looking for them. And like if I do draw a lot of attention, I'm trying to kick out and doing like, again, like feeding off of each other and doing stuff like that.
When the team's offense is at its best, can you kind of describe what that looks like to me?
Oh, yes, definitely. All of us get a touch on the ball, really great movement, really shooters ready to shoot the ball, posts ready to attack, drive, and I feel like that's what's been working, running in transition, also like not being afraid to push the ball, and I feel like if we play fast and also composed, good things happen.
Do you have a favorite post move?
I do. I definitely do have a favorite post move. It's my, I don't really want other people to scout me like that, so I can't say. But
well, you've got a lot of good ones, I would say.
Yes,
you have an arsenal of them.
Thank you. But I definitely have a favorite one.
How have you developed those moves over the years? What are things that you've worked on to get better? And like you said, have a variety of options to go to when you get the ball down there.
Definitely everything started since like middle school when I played in Latvia for my club team and stuff like that. So that's where I got the most basic skills and like what I like to do, especially my turnaround jumper. And like that's where in Latvia, I really like every single practice I practiced that shot. But now coming to America, I had to be more physical. And I feel like the coaches have been doing a really great job of making me be more physical and play more with pace. And yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that turnaround jumper. It's one of my favorites. Feels automatic almost when you kind of get to that one in your little fadeaway. Does it feel automatic to you? And just how confident are you that you can kind of get to that shot when you want to?
Yes, it does feel automatic. But
it's a nice feeling.
It's like you enter a flow state. But I really... Yeah, it's good, obviously, but you also need to have some counter moves to it so people can scout you. That's the biggest thing. And again, but in America, I think in Vermont, it's been really good as playing with pace and like reverse pivoting and stuff like that.
Time for another quick break with Nicola. She's right back on Catamount Insider.
Morgan Stanley Wealth Management values long-term relationships with its clients. Built on servicing clients well, relationships spanning decades. Your local Morgan Stanley Wealth Management office knows that building relationships begins with getting to know each of our clients. That's because each investor has different goals. For more information, call 658-2424. Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Well, throughout your career, it's been such a kind of gradual. Freshman year, you took a jump to sophomore year. And then last year, you jumped all the way up to 9 points per game and had that great postseason run. And now this year, up to over 17 points per game. Have you felt yourself kind of get better each year?
Yes, definitely. Obviously, as more you are in this program, the more you are locked in and know what the coaches are asking, obviously, the easier it is. And I had such a great opportunity to learn from Anna Olson. She was an amazing post player. So definitely, like, seeing her and growing up with her till my junior year, that gave me a lot, like, defending her in practices, like, the defense and offense. It was so fun, and I have to say a big thank you to her.
I wanted to ask you about your relationship with Anna. What was that like to get to practice? Practice against her every day, and what was it like to just learn from her, if you could tell me even more?
Amazing. She's such a smart player. She will use a lot of pivots. She's never scared. She never looks nervous, and I always looked up to her. She's amazing. Obviously, we still text each other now, but without her on this team, it's unfortunate. Obviously, I miss her, but again, like, without her, I have this opportunity to be the inside presence. I'm like Anna 2.0, but like trying to do my work, so I feel like I really miss her, yeah.
How are you maybe a different player than what she was? How, if you compare your two games?
I think she was definitely more physical. I am more trying to be more mobile, more quicker than she was. But she was, again, super smart, super physical, just really put, like, bought in, like, really locked in player.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How would she guard you in practice? I'd imagine that made your life tough, but made you a better scorer too, right?
Yes. It was definitely hard, especially my first years, to attack against her because what she was, like, the number one player overall, like, an excellent player, yes. But I feel like it's definitely tough, but it got me where I am now, so I'm super grateful for that.
What's it like this year? Kind of, it's a different team in the sense that last year you guys often played the two forward lineups of you and Anna at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now Malia's kind of playing that three or four role as kind of the other forward. How is it different this year with you as kind of the one go-to post player versus last year you guys had both of you guys' options down low?
Well, last year I really liked it because all the people were more focused on Anna, so I could do my job like behind everyone, like, even noticing it. So that was really nice. But now, again, with me having such inside presence, I can get assists to my other teammates and give them the ball, what happened to Anna last year.
I'm so impressed by Malia and her ability to play that kind of four spot. What's that been like from you to see her develop it and become a real go-to player in that role?
Oh, it's amazing. Obviously, her sophomore year she played, but she didn't have that much opportunities. But this year she has really grown. She shoots her shots. She's always ready to learn, always locked in. Her defense is amazing. She's such a good player. I love playing with her, especially as a four player. Mm. So I think she's doing an excellent job, and I love playing with her.
Do you ever have to box her out in practice? She's so strong. It's a beast on the glass.
There's no way of boxing her out, I will be honest. She's super strong. She knows when to cut, when to not, and it's just a really strong player.
You've been playing 35, even 40 minutes a game. How have you handled that? Because it's a big workload, especially two games in 3 days on these weekends. Just what has that done to you this season, and how have you kind of handled playing so many minutes?
It's obviously tough, but I feel like everyone could tell you that. But I feel like the most important part is taking care of your body outside of basketball. Obviously, you put your all in practices and games, but then outside you sleep, you eat, you drink water, and like take care of you. Obviously, our athletic trainer, Becca and Sarah, do a good job of taking care of us. So I feel like I have to say big thank you. To them, because without them, I wouldn't be here this like ready to play.
Is that something you've kind of had to learn throughout your career? Because I'd imagine that's not something that a freshman just walks in and really understands. How have you kind of tried to learn how to take care of your body throughout your time?
Yes, definitely. I feel like the coaches are doing a really good job at emphasizing that. After every single game, practices, they're like, fuel your body, take rest, and stuff like that. So I feel like the coaches do a good job of reminding us. And since like freshman year, I've always been reminded. So now when it does come to it, I'm like, okay, I know what to do.
I wanted to ask you about coming to play in the States from Latvia. When did you first come to the United States, and what went into your decision to come here and play college?
I actually came to America with my family when I was like 7 years old to Miami. It was amazing. It was so nice and so hot. So that was my first experience. It was, again, amazing. But other than that, I knew I wanted to play in America at high school. Because I wanted to get a degree, and I feel like I looked at Vermont, and they have really good. I'm a psychology major, so they have really good program here. And I was like, I like the coaches, I love the teammates, and I came here, and I really like the campus. So I was like, I think this is the place for me, and it worked out.
That's awesome, and you've been here all 4 years. You mentioned off the top, you and Kira Hansen are very close, and have been for a long time. You've been teammates for a long time. Can you tell me more about your relationship with her?
Well, we have been roommates for 3 years out of the four I've been here, so it's amazing. She's my best friend here. We talk a lot. We do everything together, so it's really amazing. And I feel like even when we leave college, I feel like the friendship will still stay, that I'm really hoping for. Obviously, we'll be across like the whole ocean, but I feel like the relationship will be strong.
And what a player. I think every time she shoots the ball, it's going in.
Yes.
Must be nice to play with a guard like that.
Oh, it's amazing, especially when she's confident in her decisions, her shooting. It's amazing. Her drives, her pull-ups, her defense, like all of it. She's such an amazing player, really well-rounded, three-way scorer, and I, again, love playing with her.
I want to ask you about just the emotion that you play with. You mentioned it, playing at home gets you going and brings that emotion out. I love any time you have an and one, I can rely on a big and one scream from you. Have you always played with that type of emotion, and what brings it out of you?
I would say yes, but obviously I can't really remember. But now my junior year was really when I was surrounded by all my teammates and like Anna, Kira, all of them, Scoop, like everyone. It was like, and playing in front of a crowd, I was like, I love the game. It's so fun. So that was my biggest thing. I was just having fun with it. So now, obviously, my senior year, I feel like, again, it's just fun. And I understand that it's my last year. So just trying to give all of me out on the court.
When I ask you about this team and you look at kind of the overarching this year's group, what would you say the biggest strength of this Catamount basketball team is this year?
We're staying together. We're always together. We don't get mad at each other. We don't point fingers. We understand that if we stay together and are locked in, again, good things will happen. So, yeah.
How much of that is about the defense and that side of the ball?
A lot. Yeah. A lot. Coaches put a big emphasis on defense. We are a defensive team. It's not a surprise or a secret. And I feel like if all of us do our job, and we are a scary team when we are locked in on defense. So that's like a really, again, a big hype if we like get a 30-second count on for the other team. So, yeah.
What would you say your role is in that defensive unit as the forward?
Definitely, again, guarding the inside presence. Whoever the post player is, trying to contain them, trying to also help my teammates in ways that the coaches talk to us about. So just knowing what I need to do, knowing my role.
I'm so impressed by the women's side of the America East this year. So many great teams.
Yes.
It feels like a really deep conference. Have you guys felt that as well?
Oh, yes, definitely. Especially compared to every single last year. Like, usually there's like two good teams, but now there's like every single team is amazing and obviously really hard to play against. So, it's amazing how women's basketball is growing up, and I really like it.
Do you love when the other teams, I think of like your matchup with Adriana Smith in Maine, and there's some really other good forwards throughout this conference. Mm-hmm. Do you just love those matchups when you know you're going against a really talented forward?
Yes, definitely. Especially like Adriana Smith, again, really good player. A lot of other post players, really good players. So every single time I'm super excited to just try my hardest, try my best. And like, again, I feel like every single team has a good matchup, and it's just fun because obviously if you play against good people, it's more interesting.
I was talking with Vermont men's basketball player Gus Yalden recently.
Yeah.
And he told me, we were talking post moves. And he was like, well, I've been trying to take some of Nicola's. And he's like,
really?
Well, he was just saying he loves watching other post players. And I asked him who recently. And he said, well, Nicola's got some I've been trying to incorporate. When it comes to watching other forwards from your perspective, what are the things you're looking for? And do you ever try to take other players and other forwards post moves and bring them into your own game?
Yes, I definitely did. Anna Olsen, again, coming back, like her being patient, using a lot of pivots. Obviously, also, I've seen how Gus plays and he really likes to be physical and try to also incorporate that in my game. So there's a lot of things that I look up to on other post players.
As we circle back then to this coming weekend, an interesting connection with Binghamton is that Jaden Welts has come from Binghamton into your program.
Yeah.
Before I ask you about Jaden specifically, do you think that adds anything extra maybe to this matchup that Jaden did come from Binghamton and is now a key contributor to your team as far as just maybe a little extra spice almost to this one?
I can't really talk for her,
sure.
But I would say that, yes, there's definitely some like that, especially you're playing the team you were on, that definitely gives you some more nerves, more like excitement. So I feel like there's definitely something. But again, I can't really speak for her, but I feel like it will be an interesting matchup.
What has she done to be able to fit in so seamlessly this year?
Oh, she's amazing. In practice, even in the summer, she was always supporting each other. She fit right in. There was no like pause for her. Like, she always was ready. She's just a nice person. She's so nice. She's a really good point guard. I love playing her as a point guard. Obviously, she had to take a role from Kat.
Mm.
So I feel like her being able to attack and give amazing assists is just wow. So, yeah.
You mentioned Kat, and it's been too bad that she's had to miss so much time this season. But how has she still stayed involved? And I know she's a captain of this team. Mm-hmm. What are things that she's done that still made her kind of have a way to make an impact on things even when she's not playing?
Yeah. I feel like when she's on the sideline, she can see more of the whole team as we're playing. So she does come up to us and say, you could have done this or this. So I feel like she's still really involved because she participates in practices, does her own job and her own role, even though it's a bit different and obviously not playing, it's tough, but I feel like she's also really supportive, and I really like having her here.
Of course, the team coming off an America East championship last year, how much does that motivate you to get back there, knowing that feeling, what it tastes like to win a title from a year ago? Does that add to just your drive to get back and win the conference again?
Yes. Definitely, yes. Again, a completely different team also, so it's a bit different, but I feel like we always have to have that chip on our shoulders where it's like we need to keep going forwards, and obviously everyone else in the American East know what we did last year, so they will play their best when they play against us, so we just have to recognize that and be like, we can do it and push forward.
Do you feel like there's a little target on your back?
Yes. Definitely, especially from last year, and I feel like all of our players are really good. So obviously everyone is, again, super excited to play against us. So there's definitely a target.
Well, this Thursday, Binghamton, 6 p.m., first place showdown, Catamount Country. Be there, be loud. Support Nicola, support the team. Nicola, thanks so much for joining Catamount Insider this week. It was great to get to know you and hear about your journey here at UVM, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much.
Well, again, thanks to Nicola for taking the time to join Catamount Insider this week. Such a big and bright and fun personality to me. Was laughing and just seemingly having fun during that interview. And not every athlete's like that. She was not nervous at all, was ready to go from the jump, and just was excited to share her story and talk about her team. And just a very fun one that I hope you all enjoyed as well. Again, big matchup tonight against Binghamton. If you're listening to us on time on this Thursday episode of Catamount Insider, if not, make sure you go and check out the Catamount women's basketball team throughout the rest of this year. In the meantime, I'll talk to you next time on Catamount Insider.